وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى لِقَوْمِهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُكُمْ أَنْ تَذْبَحُوا بَقَرًا قَالُوا أَتَتَّخِذُنَا هُزُوًا قَالَ أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ أَنْ أَكُونَ مِنَ الْجَاهِلِينَ
Translation: And remember when Musa said to his people, "Verily, Allah commands you that you slaughter a cow." They said, "Do you make fun of us?" He said, "I take Allah's refuge from being among al-jahilin, the ignorant or the foolish people." The next topic is the story of the murdered Israeli man and the cow. Allah said, "O children of Israel, remember how I blessed you with miracle of the cow? That was the means for you discovering the identity of the murderer, when the murdered man was brought back to life." Ibn Abi Hatim recorded Ubaidah As-Salmani saying, "There was a man from among the children of Israel who was impotent. He had substantial wealth and only a nephew who would inherit from him. So his nephew killed him and moved his body at night, placing it at the doorstep of a certain man. The next morning, the nephew cried out for revenge, and the people took up their weapons and almost fought each other. The wise men among them said, 'Why would you kill each other while the Messenger of Allah is still among you?' So they went to Musa and mentioned the matter to him, and Musa said, 'Verily, Allah commands you that you slaughter a cow.' They said, 'Do you make fun of us?' He said, 'I take Allah's refuge from being among al-jahilin, that is the ignorant or the foolish.'" Meaning, had they not disputed, it would have been sufficient for them to slaughter any cow. However, they disputed, and the matter was made more difficult for them, until they ended up looking for the specific cow that they were later ordered to slaughter. They found the designated cow with a man, only who owned that cow. He said, "By Allah, I will only sell it for its skin fill of gold." So they paid the cow's fill of its skin in gold, slaughtered it, and touched the dead man with a part of it. He stood up and they asked him, "Who killed you?" He said, "That man," and pointed to his nephew. He died again, and his nephew was not allowed to inherit him. Thereafter, whoever committed murder for the purpose of gaining inheritance was not allowed to inherit. Ibn Jarir reported something similar to that. Allah knows best.